Hi, this is Melissa. I'll be reading two passages from Cynthia Ozick's Heir to the Glimmering World. The first is the arrival of the lawyer, Mr. Brooks, on page 298. The second is the long list on page 150. Mr. Brooks was conscious that he was being moved, in spite of himself, by this unaccountable apparition, this tall young Madonna whose skin seemed coated in light. He was not here to have his feelings touched. He was here out of indignation, out of disgust for his client's stupidity. To have entangled himself with a swarm of penniless refugees, to have given everything away, all of it, for the sake of a forgotten Jewish sect. This being the language of the letter, a forgotten Jewish sect. The startling vision, the young Madonna had struck him with an inexplicable tenderness, did not last. A deluge of yammering boys, dammed up until now, turned out of the kitchen and made for the blanket. The baby was abducted from its mother and passed, uncomplaining, from hand to hand. Clearly it was used to being fondled by these ruffians. It ended up in the lap of a small girl who sat herself down on the bottom step and pulled at the tiny thing's socks, exposing the little naked toes. To Mr. Brooks, the sight of these toes, as creaturely as some animal's paws, was all at once obscene. But it was decided, he understood. Forgotten Jewish sect, my eye. Surely it was this refugee Madonna who had finagled a fortune out of his client. It had to be. Yet the instant Mr. Brooks was persuaded of this possibility, he discarded it. Too young, married anyhow. The baby in that ring. Lord only knows why the good-for-nothing did himself in. Crazed. The letter was crazed. Promote Rudolf Mittweiser's studies of, and so forth, and so on. Was it the drink that did it? That going off to the Levant, did it turn his head? People get religious delusions of the brain in places like that. It wasn't a cook's tour, after all. More's the pity. Good New England stock, twisted out of recognition. The father never dreamed of such an outcome. And now page 150. It was a haphazard list. I read, knowledge and reason, witchery, sleep and dreams, the interpretation of dreams, the value of the shekel, suicide, medicine, astronomy, natural science, philology, Arabic, philology, Hebrew, commentary on Genesis, commentary on Job, commentary on Ecclesiastes, Muhammad and prophecy, Jesus and prophecy, art of textual interpretation, art of translation, solar calendar, nationalism, angel intermediaries, consensus and transmission, unclean animals, jubilee, dietary laws, Sabbath, the morrow after the Sabbath, kinship, the nature of God. Only a little finger's worth, it is not finished. One cannot make an encyclopedia on a single paper. And so much lost. Please to look. Is there Hindu thought on this paper? No, I said. Then we shall put it there. He picked up the two thin sheets from Spain and recited in darkened cadences, searching for English out of foreign hooks and curves. Not by austerities, nor by alms, nor by offerings can I be known, but by devotion to me alone may I be perceived and known. He whose supreme good I am, without hatred of any being, he cometh unto me. Words from the Bhagavad Gita, translated by Kirkasani into his own Arabic. He praises these words, and he writes extraordinary. He writes, the frightening electric eyes, blue tears seeping, and I again their witness. I, Jacob, am become Arjuna. Extraordinary. And yes, yes, more and more. Demoniacal men know neither right energy, nor purity, nor even propriety. Truth is not in them. The universe, they say, is without truth, without basis, without God. So say demoniacal men. What is this? Truth is not in them, and do not the Karaites say exactly this of the Rabbanites? Here it is. I have discovered it, this knowledge, this new thing, mine. I felt very far from him then. I thought him the loneliest creature on earth. The path of tears was brilliant on his cheeks, even as it stumbled through low bristle. More and more he was neglecting to shave, or was deliberately cultivating a brambly beard. A beard would exaggerate him, was that what he wished? His concentration was already exaggerated, and in a beard he would resemble a pietist. He had plummeted centuries backward, he was abandoned in the cold planet of the past, and all for the sake of a rejected schismatic, a rebel Jew, a man who had left no mark on the tree of history. A forgotten sectarian who mattered to no one. No one on any continent. No one distant, no one intimate. No one in this house. Not Mrs. Mittweiser, not Annalise, not Hines, or Gert, or Willie. Not James, no. James was not in the house. A taxi had come. He had gone away with Annalise. I said, what will you do now? I shall record what I have found. Proof will be arduous. Provenance and context may require many months. Are you prepared to remain here? The question startled me. It was my own question. Where was I to go?